20 minutes late already, but we are going to be pushing through quite a few things. It's our first meeting of this Singapore meeting. Welcome to everyone. I hope you've all traveled and managed to sleep during your travel, and you're all happy that you've got a full week of a lot of work coming up. I think the first thing that we'll start with is a roll call, and so we'll have each one of us introduce ourselves, and we'll start from Bo on my left. Thank you very much, Bo.
Good morning. My name is Bo Brendler. I'm chairman of the North American RALO.
Good morning. My name is Fatima Cambronero from Agencia Argentina.
Good morning. My name is Natalia Enciso, and I am from Apadit, Paraguay.
Tijani Benjema from Tunisia, Afralo, Alak.
Sintra Suknanan from the Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society.
Sergio Salinas Porto, de Argentina.
I'm Sergio Salinas Porto from Argentina. I represent the Latin America and the Caribbean region.
Andres Piazza, La Crollo Chair, for a little bit more.
Devan Antilak Singh, Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society, and La Crollo Secretariat.
Darlene Thompson, Darlene Thompson, North America Secretariat.
Alan Greenberg, incidentally from North America, and I'm the ALAC liaison to the GNSO.
Edmund Chung, ISOC Hong Kong, AP RALO.
Charles Mock, ISOC Hong Kong, also AP RALO.
Olivier Crapalablon, ALAC Chair.
Good morning, Yuri Lansipuro, ISOC Finland, and URALO.
Mohamed El Bashir, ISOC Sudan, AFRALO.
Dave Kisundoyal, Mauritius, AFRALO, ALAK.
Anna Prikhodka, Ukraine, URALO.
Aziz Ilali from Morocco, ISOC Morocco, I am Secretary of AFRALO.
Sandra Hoferichter, URALO and Medienstadt Leipzig e.V.
Wolf Ludwig, URALO.
Eric Brunner Williams, NORALO.
James Singh, Asia, APRO.
He's actually all of the above for those who are confused. He is ALAC, he is Asia, and he is APRALO. He has a non-com appointment to APRALO in the ALAC. Cheryl Langdon Orr, Vice Chair of the ALAC and representing APRALO in the ALAC. Thank you.
And we are missing someone who's standing right in the middle of the room, and I would ask for him to introduce himself, please. You'll have to do that in a microphone.
Sorry, Evan Leibovich, cameraman and vice chair.
And we also have with us Matt Ashtiani, Gisela Gruber-White, and Seth Green, who are going to be here with us all week and are going to have the fun of trying to make sense of what's going on at any time, because I will be turning to them if I do not know myself what's going on. Right. I have to remind a couple of things to everyone here. First is that when you will speak, if I don't call your name out, would you please be so kind to say your name before you speak, because the interpreters will have a hard time making sense of what's going on, and especially if one listens to the meeting in Spanish or in French. Any other? Also, please, yes, speak close to the microphone. It is difficult for people who listen to us remotely to hear us if we speak far away, and it sometimes is extremely frustrating to listen remotely and not hear what's going on. I see that Cheryl is waving her hand. Would you like to add something to this, please, Cheryl?
Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. Thank you, Olivier. I just wanted to remind those of us in the room that are in the Adobe Connect room to mute your speakers on the Adobe Connect interface, please. If suddenly the voice starts looping back, it becomes very problematic for those on remote participation. And also wondered, Olivier, if you might, for the record, just tell everybody which channel each of the languages, and most excitingly Chinese, is on as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And I would be saying that if I knew which channels were which. Perhaps Gisela?
Channel 1 English, Channel 2 French, Channel 3 Spanish, Channel 4 Mandarin.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and a big thanks to the languages team who has managed to have Chinese for all of today and also for several of our sessions. So really a word of thanks for that. And without further ado, I think we'll start with our first session, which is due to go on until 10:30, when we'll have our coffee break. I'm not sure whether... Do we have to introduce anyone who is listening remotely as well? I know that there might be a couple of members who were not able to make it, who might be listening remotely.
Gareth Sherman.
Hello, Gareth. Thank you for joining us. I also noticed Jolie McPhee is here remotely, but I haven't heard from you, Jolie, yet. Okay. Well, I gather we shan't be listening any further for the time being. Well, welcome to everyone who's joining us remotely. And so we'll start with the first point on the agenda, which is the review of the at-large working groups. Now, those working groups, if you turn over to the page, the web page, which deals specifically with them, are numerous. In fact, they have just been added on as time goes, with some working groups having seen less life than a mortuary in quite a while. So the idea that we are going to spend the next hour or so going through each one of these working groups that we have on this web page, and if you look at the right screen, you will see them, and find out whether these working groups are still worth keeping, whether they are not worth keeping, whether we have to revive them, and who is in charge of reviving them and getting them working, because a working group has to work. So the other thing, of course, if we have a working group that is not going to work anymore and that is obsolete, then we'll obviously have to find a way to archive them or perhaps even to merge them with other working groups that we have. And so the suggestion is to go through each one of them in turn. We have time to discuss, and I'm hoping that we will have some dialogue, and I'm not going to be the only person speaking about them. The first working group on our list is the at-large engagement in ICANN. Alan, put your hand up. Alan, please.
I'd like to make a couple of general comments before we go on to the one-by-one. I guess I have more experience with working groups in this room than anyone else, at least ICANN working groups, and a couple of thoughts. If we want the concept of a standing working group, that is a group that is formed and ready to jump into action should something important come up in its domain, that's fine, but let's call it that. And you still have to review membership periodically to make sure they're still interested and the people are still alive and breathing and still within our group. If it's not called a standing working group, but a working group, it needs to actually work and needs to have a motivation for being there. So I think we need to differentiate between them. And if there's enough justification for forming a working group, and we shouldn't do it frivolously because it's an important subject that might become important for us sometime in the future, then we really need a rationale. I hate to use the word in this forum because of some past problems, but some level of charter so we know what it's supposed to be doing. and a semi-regular reporting as to what it is accomplishing and what the work products are. Otherwise, I hate to say it, but becomes a joke. And it's even more of a joke when we talk about it to other groups and they don't see any output coming from it. And just listing it on our list of working groups doesn't make it very impressive. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. Next, Eric Brenner-Williams.
Thank you very much, Olivier. While I was participating in the GNSO for the past, I guess, 9 years, the last 2 years, a significant portion of my time was spent on the issue of how GNSO working groups actually do work. And one of the areas where we sort of are walking without ground is that we don't actually have rules for or guides for those who are involved in working group activities. We can import wholesale the process and procedure of the GNSO, but we should do so knowing what we're doing, or alternatively develop our own process and procedure for working groups, whether they're standing, that is permanent, or of short duration. But basically, we do need to do some work before we have working groups, which is to figure out what the rules for working groups are. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eric. And Alan Greenberg.
Forgetting Eric was in there, I withdraw my comment about longevity. But I support everything Eric said. Despite some of our problems with the GNSO recently, their working group rules and some of the other processes they have are as good a start as we're going to find, and you will not believe the amount of effort that's gone into creating them, including with people from ALAC, by the way, and at large.
Thank you very much, Alan. And I also take the opportunity to welcome Heidi, who I understand is listening to us on the phone. Welcome, Heidi.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Sophia.
And, of course, Sophia is on the phone as well. And
we're lucky that she's not screaming, but she's content at the moment.
She's with at large. She would have to be content, wouldn't she? Right.
Okay, I'm going to go back on mute, but welcome, and I look forward to seeing you all in Dakar.
Thank you, Heidi, and it's good to hear from you.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. I'm listening, and the sound is good. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Right, so bearing in mind then the comments by Eric and Alan, I think that we might need to do more work in the longer term, perhaps, than just spend our time today deciding on groups. I think the first step, perhaps, would be to decide on what groups we're keeping, what groups are obsolete, and then maybe start a process whereas to see if we wish to have formal charters for these groups, rules of procedure, etc., etc. The thing that I wish to avoid, though, is to spending as much time as the GNSO on process and diverting our attention too much from policy. I know that there's need for process, of course, at some point, but perhaps if one of those groups could work on the process for all of the groups so that not all of the groups end up writing their own charters and end up writing their own procedures, it would probably help. I gather they all work on the same sort of model. Cheryl, you have your hand up. Cheryl Langdonor.
Thank you, Olivier. Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. I think with the huge amount of work that has gone into the draft guidelines, and they will soon be official guidelines from the GNSO world, and they are guidelines. They are designed specifically to pick and choose. ALAC and either its standing or its ad hoc work groups would be well advised to simply affect whichever parts of those from that standardised document are useful for the task at hand. The advantage to that not only saves us time and stops us reinventing wheels, it allows those of us who cut our teeth in our at large and ALAC work groups to understand the processes, the mechanisms and the opportunities that such guidelines offer when we work in cross-community work groups or when we join work groups groups representing our space, our region, or our at-large structure, or just our personal opinion, in either the CCNSO or the GNSO, because we have tried to make those rules very, very generic. So I would be suggesting that our business today would be far less worrying about the nuances of process and more about, does this body need to be resuscitated or not?
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And would you have a date at which those guidelines, GNSO guidelines, will be finalised? Or maybe, Alan, could you be able to tell us when those GNSO guidelines for working groups will be finalised?
I think they actually were, but I won't swear to that. I thought they went in place at the last meeting or a couple of meetings. If not now, almost immediately, and to all intents and purposes, what you see in the documents right now is either close to what the final one will be or exactly.
Thank you very much, Alan. And maybe we could have a first action item for staff, which is to check if those guidelines are finalized and to obtain a copy of those for future reference. Guidelines for GNSO working groups, whether standing working groups, et cetera, et cetera. No need to reinvent the wheel in ALAC. Right, and so now we'll move to the first working group, if there's no other comment or question. And the first one is the at-large engagement in ICANN. And that was... So there is a web page associated with this, which shows a description of the working group and the members of the working group. And what I suggest is perhaps quickly reading through the description and then finding out from the members, and I see several of them are sitting around this table, what has been done recently and where should this working group go. And I see Cheryl has put her hand up. Cheryl.
I may be saying, Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record, I may be saying this a number of times in this morning session, needs to be mercifully put to sleep. It is being superseded by the activities of the ALAC improvements work groups that have been relevant in this area. It is something that, of course, with the post-ALAC review and indeed after the summit, has fulfilled its useful purpose, and should we, in a, I hope, bright and rosy future for things like future summits, general assemblies and regional summits, we would simply need to form an ad hoc working group to manage those processes. I think this is one that needs to be mercifully euthanized.
Thank you, Cheryl. And just for the record, I'll just read the first very short paragraph of the description of the working group so that we know what we might be putting to sleep. And that is, the goal of this working group is to find ways to improve participation of individual internet users in ICANN's policy development process and follow up on their implementation. This working group is a continuation of the At-Large Summit Working Group on At-Large's engagement in ICANN, which was established prior to the At-Large Summit in Mexico City in March 2009. So, yes, it is rather old, and I haven't personally seen much going on that working group. Has there been a... and I'm turning to staff now, so... Is there any working list, mailing list associated with this group by any chance? There is. I'm subscribed to all the mailing lists. I haven't seen much traffic on this at all. Sandra Hoferichter.
Thank you, Olivier. I think I was the last member who joined the working group in this spring because I became an ALAC representative in December only. Since this time there is an existing mailing list, but there was no traffic at all on this mailing list. And I've seen the last report is from March 2010. I assume the time in 2010 was more or less used with these improvement work teams ABCD and took the energy or the traffic from several working groups. And I think especially looking at the first goal of this working group is to find ways to improve participation of individual internet users and ICANN's develop policy processes. I think the establishment of an ICANN Academy, which is on the agenda since December could fit perfectly in this working group, and it might be worth thinking about to keeping this working group, maybe to add new members, maybe old members are also interested in developing a process like this. And I know when I look at the members, I'm not sure about the Latin American representatives, but I know Sivasup Ramanya Shiva. he was a participant on the European Summer School, so he could actually be a very useful member, and maybe the Latin American representatives could participate as well. Just my two thoughts.
Thank you, Sandra, for your point of view. May I ask, yes, Sergio Salinas.
Muchas gracias, Olivier. Mi nombre es Sergio para el registro. Sergio Salinas.
Thank you very much, Olivier. I'm Sergio Salinas for the record. I am taking what Sandra says, and there hasn't been a lot of movement on the list lately. And I believe that one of the issues that we will have to touch on very briefly is the issue of... I'm sorry, I'm going to speak in Spanish. So I will wait until all of you put your earphones on. Are we set? Okay, so I'm starting again. So, thank you for having given me the floor, Mr. Chairman. What Sandra says is real. There hasn't, and what you said is real as well. There hasn't been a lot of movement on the list. I believe it is important to start discussing a few issues. I have found some difficulties as a member of the community to be able to participate in teleconferences when there is no interpretation, for example. And that is what drives me away, or what this encouraged me to find other methods to start working. And however, does not prevent me from working on this. And perhaps interpreting should be, or simultaneous interpretation should be a part of the agenda, because one of the issues we find is that if there are three people that speak Spanish, which is my language, and we are two representatives, two Spanish-speaking representatives, we will never, ever have interpretations on the working groups. So I think it is an issue that we will have to discuss so that we can all incorporate more Spanish-speaking people on the users' organizations in my region to these works. That's all for my part. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Sergio. What I was hoping is that perhaps you could say a few words about the working group itself, whether you think that it should be kept or whether you think it should be dispensed of.
Well, I am sure we should keep it and we should deepen our work on it. I think with what I've said, it was clear, but yes, this is what I mean.
It was just to be sure that I got the message. First, next is Cheryl and then Tijani afterwards. Cheryl Langdonor, please.
Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. I have to absolutely disagree with both Sandra and Sergio. There is a great danger in repurposing existing work groups, because there needs to be a clear charter and a clear end to what a work group does. You can stop this work group and immediately create something that is specifically purposed to look at the matters of the academy, and there are already issues and work groups that are looking at the matters of translation, not the least of which is the ICANN-wide policy that will be coming out. But it is fraught with danger to repurpose an existing work group. It gets very confusing for the archive, and what tends to happen is when new people come in, they look at what a work group has done before, and they wonder whether or not their role in this is relevant. If you do a hard stop and a fresh start, it's clear. It allows you to charter the new work group to specifically meet the very particular needs that the Academy project would have. If that was to go ahead, that would be a very important and very active operational work group. But please, from my relatively extensive experience, all work groups, unless they are labelled standing work groups, and they are very few and far between, need to have a clear and defined end. may be in time or it may be in role completed. But this one's, the role has been completed.
Thank you, Cheryl. Before I give the floor to others to speak, I think that Sergio Salinas would like to answer.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I think Cheryl is right in certain issues. This work group, perhaps what we should do here is to deepen the terms that the with which the group was created. If there is no activity since March 2010, perhaps the members should review what was done, what should be done. I mean, we're not really talking about generating new issues within the group, but we should deepen the work we are doing in the group. And part of that perhaps would be, perhaps it was, this was not the right time to mention this, the issue of interpretation. But that was just as a matter of an example. That was all.
Thank you, Sergio. And we have a queue at the moment with Tijani first, then Wolf, and afterwards James. So Tijani Benjema.
Merci. Mettez votre casque, s'il vous plaît. Put your headphone, please. Okay.
I think that the participation of
dans le développement des politiques d'ICANN est.
No. Can you hear me? Okay. Yes, they can hear me. No. I believe. I'm sorry. I'm getting interference. I'm getting interference. Can you hear me? Okay. Yes, we can hear now. I was saying that the participation of internet users in the development of ICANN and policies is a question, an issue that concerns all URLOs, all RALOs. I cannot say that today we still don't have a real participation of end users and of. And their participation in ICANN policies. We don't think it's the ideal situation yet. This working group's job is to find a follow-up to what has been done to see how we can improve this participation. Much remains to be done. It is not over yet. I agree with Cheryl. The objective must be clear. We cannot change objectives. We should change working groups. This is clear to me, but the objective hasn't been reached yet. It's not the leader, the RALOs, the leaderships can contradict me. We all have the same problems. Everybody is talking about it. We have to reinforce this working group. It must be more active. I think that's it. Ensuite,
Wolf Ludwig.
Thanks, Olivier. I do not like to contradict Sandra.
Wolf, if you can speak a little bit closer to the mic, please.
My elect representative, but I fully agree with Cheryl on this point. I think a working group normally has a clear mandate, and it has a timeline for a mandate, and should do a defined type of work. And a working group shouldn't be a purpose for itself, just to accommodate a group of people, and it's not an instrument, in my understanding, of community building. Therefore, I think when a temporary working group was created for a particular purpose, we should stick to this purpose, and we should see whether this was done or not done and why it couldn't be done, etc., etc. And when there is a new project or a new necessity coming up, then I think it makes much more sense to create a new working group with a precise mandate and with a precise timeline. Otherwise, we will have a jungle of working groups. 2 years later, nobody can remember what was the reason for creating a working group, etc. And I think this is a very dangerous and not too transparent. And therefore, I fully agree with Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Wolf. And next on my list.